Republican Senator Rich Zipper of Pewaukee is authoring this ferrous mining bill. It will speed up a permitting process that currently takes 2 to 7 years. Although the bill is still being written and has not been released, his office confirms that the licensing period would be about a year instead of 300 days as in his last proposal. That would still be a faster track, but environmental protections and public input would be in place. Even with the changes, Democratic State Senator Bob Jug of Poplar says the bill would be controversial.
Of course the bill is going to be controversial because the mine is controversial. The fact that even though there's been a little extra time, rushing mining legislation through in 3 or 4 weeks is really too quick.
Kugibik Taconite is proposing a 4-mile-long open-pit iron ore mine in Ashland and Iron Counties, which is in the Lake Superior watershed. Jug says unlike a draft bill earlier this month amidst a firestorm of protest, he says Democrats have had input into it. He says this version will not violate the Great Lakes Compact.
Those of us who are trying to improve this bill and maximize public influence aren't trying to kill a mine because mining is legal. We're trying to make sure that the public's interests are protected to the maximum degree possible.
Jouk says even with a speedier state timeline, federal agencies could take 3 to 4 years to sign off on the Pinoki Mountain Range mine since it could affect the international waters of Lake Superior. Mike Simons in Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.